Structured payout definition of terms. Redemption rate equals the amount paid for each ZIM dollar. This process is better described as cashing in your bonds. You, as the bearer of the bond, demand payment in cash value for the face value of the bond multiplied by the negotiated rate. This is the redemption process. A transaction is required to activate any digital gold certificate in the quantum financial system, QFS. This redemption process qualifies as a transaction, and activates the digital gold certificates when put into our accounts. Term equals the number of years you will receive a structured payout, payments, 10, 25, 50, 100 years, or however many years you want, it's your choice. Structured payout equals a system put in place to provide humanitarians a consistent cash flow for their humanitarian activities for the full term they choose at the redemption appointment. The total amount of funds to be paid out over the term you choose is put into a QFS structured payout account in your name. The structured payout process is administered by the Alliance. Your structured payout payments come out of that account. Primary principal equals the figure you get from the redemption rate times the number of ZIM dollars you redeem or cash in. This is not the amount deposited into your QFS account. Secondary principal equals the amount deposited in your structured payout account in the QFS at the redemption appointment. It is the total amount you will receive over the term of the structured payout period. Your structured payout payments comes out of this account. This structured payout account is administered by the structured payout staff within the Alliance. You will not have access to this account. Percentage rate equals this is not a traditional APR interest. It is better explained as the way to figure out the structured payout payment. 10% means 10% of the primary principal that you will receive at the redemption appointment. This 10% of the primary principal figure is the amount you will receive annually for the term of your structured payout period. First structured payout payment equals will be given at the appointment and put into a QFS account you establish at the appointment. Because this is not an interest-bearing account where the payment must wait to be earned, there is no 90-day waiting period. This has been confirmed March 28, 21 by the Alliance. This interest concept was promulgated by people who believe the QFS paid interest on funds left in your account. There is no interest involved with the QFS. Period. These are the only funds deposited into your motherlode account at the redemption appointment. These funds are available for your immediate use without restrictions by outside forces. There may be a better way to look at this. You cash in your $1 trillion ZIM bonds at a negotiated rate per ZIM dollar. The cash amount you receive is called the primary principal. The 10% of the primary principal determines the payment you will receive as the structured payout payment. This is your quarterly payment or your budget for the quarter. The percentage rate then determines the payout amount, and the term determines how many years you will receive the structured payout payments. Know that the primary principal as stated is only a figure to help with the other necessary decisions. The secondary principal is the amount the interviewer will put into your QFS structured payout account at the redemption appointment. Your annual payments come out of this account. This constitutes your humanitarian budget for the year. Again, the structured payout account is an administrator account that you will not have access to, but you will receive your payments from. This is a lot of detailed information to give out in a casual description of what will take place at the redemption appointment, so they just let us have the information that we need to make our decisions and leave the rest up to the QFS to manage the results. It all works out for the best. So now you have the insider's details and can make sense of it all from a management point of view. This is what sovereign humanitarians need for our knowledge base, so that is what we get. Now that the med beds have come into the equation, how many years are you going to request for your structured payout term? You are the sovereign humanitarian, ask for what term you want to be involved. There is a lot more to the redemption of funds than has been generally known. It is time to set aside the disinformation and the misinformation given out by gurus and the uninformed intel providers and focus on the important points that the Alliance has set into place. Look for those whose source is the Alliance, not a bank. Under the Alliance's umbrella of protection, we and our funds will be safe and secure as intended. We have a great future ahead as we serve our fellow man. Be well, humanitarians, we are getting close.